Joining me in the BenFM studio, a couple of ladies that, frankly, I just want to be best friends with. Marilyn Russell here, joined by Judy Moore. She's Director of Sales and Marketing for Garces. She's joined by a couple of chefs de cuisine. One from Volvere, Natalie. Hi.
Hello.
I've only been in Volvere. I haven't had the pleasure of dining there yet. It's tiny.
It's intimate.
That's a better word for it. We're going to talk about Volvere and your fabulosity as you're sending plates from the kitchen to the table. So we want to know how you do that. And also Maria.
Hi.
Chef de cuisine for Distrito. Now, Maria, you and I are BFFs. You brought the food. Distrito's, I've been at Distrito a whole bunch. How did you get started with this career, Maria?
I actually opened Distrito back 7 years ago.
Still there?
I am still there, yes. Well, I've been around a few other places and now I'm back at Distrito again.
So Garces must be good to work for.
He is, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of fun working together and creating new menus and playing with food.
What's new on the Distrito menu right now? What's your newest item?
Well, we just opened our Taqueria, which is the downstairs dining room of Distrito, the first floor. It's a more casual dining experience, something that's, you know, something for everyone. We have goat tacos on there for the more adventurous people, you know, fan favorites, carnitas, chicken ropa, things like that.
She knows her menu. How did you learn how to cook? How did you get so good at what you do?
Well, I got kind of thrown into Mexican not knowing that it was something I really enjoyed, and then did some research and got to work with some great chefs in the company that taught me a lot about technique. And
the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, you could say that.
And you love it. All right, good. Well, welcome to the studio. Judy, I guess we should really get inside your head for a little bit, because as Director of Sales and Marketing, you've got your finger on the pulse of Garces events, and there are many. I don't know if you guys have heard, but the Pope is coming to Philadelphia.
Yes.
How are the Garces properties going to deal with having, you know, 50,000 extra people in the city of Philadelphia?
Well, we've been actually preparing for a really long time, and the more information that comes from the city, the more we kind of put our plan into action. We definitely need to make sure we can get food to the restaurants and everything like that, because that's a problem for some of our restaurants that are in the box or in the perimeters that will have problems with traffic flow. But we also are implementing programming for larger groups of people, special tasting menus, kids offerings, things like that for people that are in the city that aren't normally here, and we want to appeal to everybody.
We're stocking up.
We definitely are.
People are coming from all over the world. Just interviewed actually World Meeting of Families, and they have 20 different interpreters. So they expect people from, you know, as far away from Arabic nations to all around the world. It's a great opportunity to showcase what Garces has done for in the city of Philadelphia, because there's, you know, you've got Amada and Village Whiskey and Distrito, and you name the rest of them, because
and Tinto and the Old Bar and Volvere and
Buena Onda
is in the box and in so close to everything. So there's some really special programming that's going to go on there. I think outdoors, that whole block is going to have some amazing food offerings.
You don't seem afraid. You seem like bring it on.
No, we've been planning for this forever. And so I feel like we're really prepared, and we want people to know that we're open. We want people to come and eat dinner. We want the regulars, the locals to come. Our entire group is going to be offering a deal for local people who show their